said that a clap of thunder was heard the instant Ludwig van Beethoven died. This has been recounted by his friend Anselm Huttenberner. Thanks to Beethoven's friends that so many anecdotes of the great composer's life have been recounted and recorded. Thanks to his friends, that is, and thanks to the many letters to and from friends and patrons that we get an insight into the life of this genius of the musical world, so closely related to the moods and variations of his music. In fact, the author John Suchet writes that Beethoven's music is his autobiography. This series of programs will delve into how Beethoven's life and his musical output are so closely entwined. Unable to look into the technicalities of the music, I will resort to the help of my friend and music expert, Gerald Fennec. And, as music does not stand alone in any period of history, but is closely associated with the historical, political, artistic, architectural, intellectual, social changes of the time, it will be my pleasure to consult experts on the various themes. These I will introduce gradually as the series evolves, because the Industrial Revolution, the discovery of new lands, the unearthing of important archaeological artifacts, and the end of the ancient regime in Europe brought by great changes. In truth, Beethoven's music can be seen as the leitmotif of these changes. Hope you will join me on this journey, which Campus FM sends on air on the 250th anniversary year of the birth of Ludwig van Beethoven. Gerald Fennec and I are honoured to be bringing this story and Beethoven's incomparable music to the listeners of Campus FM. So where do we start, if not at the composer's birth and his childhood, which were to mark his entire life? Ludwig van Beethoven was born in Bonn and baptized on the 17th December 1770 at St. Remigius Church. His father was Johann van Beethoven, a tenor and music teacher, son of Ludwig van Beethoven, the much-respected head Kapellmeister of Bonn at the service of the Elector of Cologne. Ludwig van Beethoven Sr., who was also the child's godfather, was to die when the boy was 3. Notwithstanding his very early age at the time of his grandfather's death, the composer had a lifelong admiration for him. We are told that Beethoven idolized and idealized his grandfather and spoke highly of him for the rest of his life, keeping with him the old man's portrait until his death in 1827. The same cannot be said of the relationship which Ludwig Jr. had with his father Johann, who nurtured his musical talent, but who gradually became an alcoholic and shamed his otherwise respectful family. Mother was a widow, Maria Magdalena Lehm ni Keverich. It seems that, taken up with successive pregnancies and the early stages of tuberculosis, as well as coping with a husband who took to the bottle, Magdalena did not dedicate much time to grooming her son Ludwig, who, untidy in his dress and appearance and naturally dark-skinned, was nicknamed the Spaniard at school. He was looked down upon by his schoolmates, so much so that it must have come as a relief to him when his father took him out of school at the age of 10 to intensify his musical training.
The contradance refers to the country dance, which is any of a very large number of social dances that originated in the British Isles. It is the repeated execution of a sequence of figures designed to fit a fixed length of music, performed by a group of people, usually in couples. The Anglais or Angloise is another term for the English country dance. A Scottish country dance may be termed an Écossais. Irish set dance is also related. Country dances began to influence courtly dance in the 15th century and became particularly popular at the court of Elizabeth I of England. The courtly dances of continental Europe, especially those of Renaissance Italy, probably also affected the English country dance at an early date. John Playford published The English Dancing Master in 1651, which listed over 100 tunes and was enormously popular. Playford and his successors had a practical monopoly on the publication of dance manuals until 1711 and ceased publishing around 1728. The country dance was introduced to the court of Louis XIV of France, where it became known as contradance, and later to Germany and Italy. André Lorrain, who visited the English court in the late 17th century, presented a manuscript of dances in the English manner to Louis XIV on his return to France. In 1706, Raoul Auguste Féré published his Recueil de Contredanse, a collection of contredanse anglais presented in a simplified form of Beauchamp Féré notation, and including some dances invented by the author, as well as authentic English dances. The earliest French works refer to the long ways form as contredanse, a dance in which lines dance opposite one another. The square set type also had its vogue in France during the late 18th century, as the quadrille and the cotillon. For some time, British publishers issued annual collections of these dances in popular pocketbooks. Jane Austen, Charles Dickens, and Thomas Hardy all loved country dancing and put detailed descriptions into their novels. But the vogue for the waltz and the quadrille ousted the country dance from English ballrooms in the early 19th century, though Scottish country dance remained popular. As a musical form written in 2/4 or 6/8 time, the contredanse as a musical form is found in the music manuscripts of both Beethoven and Mozart.
He was into a musical family, notwithstanding its shortcomings. At the age of 4, the child Ludwig was already being taught clavier and violin by his father, who drove him hard in his quest on developing the child's natural inclination for music. Johann went so far as exhibiting his child at a public concert, falsifying his age so as to make him seem younger to better impress the public. This deception was repeated on more than one occasion. It seems that because of these misgivings about his age as a child, Beethoven was uncertain about his actual age until well into adulthood, and when living in Vienna, he requested his baptism certificate to be sent from Bonn. When he received the document, he refused to accept the date, claiming that he was 2 years younger. This, in my judgment, gives us a hint of the man's character, hard, determined, and quite unbending.
Thank you.
But what world had the young Ludwig been born to? He was born in the age of the Enlightenment, just a few years before the French Revolution would produce a cataclysm in European politics that would eventually bury the Ancien Régime. It would see the rise of the small man from Corsica, who, from championing égalité, fraternité and liberté, eventually crowned himself emperor and ran over Europe with his Grande Armée, occupying none other than the Austrian capital, capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, seat of the Holy Roman Emperor and capital of the music world. But we shall look into this eventually. We have several episodes of Beethoven, his life and times, to look forward to. Try to delve into the philosophical ideas and the passion for the classic world of ancient Greece and Rome that influenced the young musician, that in fact influenced the men of his time who saw the heroic deeds of the ancient past as an example to follow in literature, philosophy, art, architecture, fashion, and whose names roll in plentiful, spanning a great variety of human achievement in philosophy, art, music, literature, Voltaire, Diderot, Vico, Schiller, Goethe, von Humboldt, Hume, Kant, Leopardi, Foscolo, Byron, Keats, Vigée Lebrun, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and Joseph Haydn, amongst others.
I'd like to provide some philosophical background related to the intellectual environment which Beethoven was surrounded with. The French philosopher René Descartes, whose ideas on the mental and the physical had a tremendous amount of influence on European philosophy, lived just over 100 years before Beethoven. Immanuel Kant was a brilliant German philosopher whose life overlapped with that of Beethoven, although Kant was nearly 50 years older. Kant published books on a broad range of topics, from ethics to metaphysics, aesthetics, and history. Beethoven was a contemporary of the German philosopher Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, and we will discuss Hegel's work in another episode of this program. The French encyclopedists had just completed their work before Beethoven was born, from June 1751 to December 1765, under Denis Diderot and Jean Le Rond d'Alembert. This consisted of 17 volumes of text, and it included the work of over 150 authors. They were known as the philosophes, and they promoted the advancement of science, secular thought, rationality, and open-mindedness. The ideas of the philosophes reflected those of the Enlightenment, which spanned 200 years from the 17th to the 19th century. Beethoven's later works were influenced by Enlightenment thought, which held self-autonomy, individualism, rationality, and freedom from authority and oppression as ideals.
I wish to thank Dr. Sandra Dingley and Gerald Fennec for their contribution to this episode of Beethoven, His Life and Times. Next week, we will meet young Ludwig's teachers and the generous patrons, the sponsors who made his training in Vienna, beyond Bonn, the small city of his childhood, possible.